my gosh. What is that on his head? A halo?
It looks like a piece of green tape to keep him going
there. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
All right. Producer MYK, who are we talking to right now? Who are these fine gentlemen right here? What's your name, buddy?
I am Nick from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Wait, he's not plugged in right there. We didn't hear him. Let's get a mic that actually works as they figure that out. Try that one.
All right, can you hear me now?
Oh, yes. There we go. Yeah, okay. So you said your name's Nick?
I am Nick.
Where are you from?
I am Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Cool, man. So you guys get here last night, or when'd you roll in?
We got here Wednesday, actually.
Dang, okay. Now, what are you in? Are you in, like, an RV or what?
We are in a travel trailer hooked up to a truck, so we're not in an RV. But we're
I sleep
close.
In the drunk tank.
What's your name, dude?
Jim,
nice
Kansas.
To meet you, man.
You're all the way from Kansas?
No.
He's also lying to you. He is from Bourbon, Indiana. I don't know if anybody knows where that is. Didn't think so. It's a little place up in the north part.
Okay. So why do you have a cutout of President Trump?
So I'm sorry. I thought you were asking
because
legitimate
Trump.
Questions because Donald Trump is the president of the United States. So why would we not have
What do you want, Kim Jong-un? Okay. Do you want a Kim Jong-un cutout? What's going on?
Do you know where I can get one of those?
I just didn't know. I just say it's just for fun. You just wanted him to be able to enjoy carb day.
Yeah, can you see? There's a Trump flag down there. That's our camp.
Is there really?
Yeah, and we have masks too, so.
Now, what do you guys got going on? Like, I've never actually got to camp out here. What do you guys do? Do you grill out? You play
get
games?
Get wasted.
And what's your drink of choice? What's your drink of choice? What do you got right here?
All of them.
This is for you. We're going to try some Jepsen's Malort today.
Ooh. What the heck is that?
Uh-huh. Looks so like we need a cup. Is what we need for you.
All right.
Not full of whatever that is.
Here, just mix it with this orange juice crap. Yep. There we go. I'm sure this is exciting on the radio. Let's do some drinks. Which ones? Oh, this here. You do it up there, Mixmaster, MYK.
Oh, my gosh.
It looks like a Carl Jepsen.
This is all you, Joe, by the way, because, you know, if I take even a shot of something, I'll throw it up because I hate the taste of alcohol.
Carl Jepsen's Swedish liqueur, Malort.
Not saying you would. And keep in mind, I appreciate you guys using good language,
shady.
No swearing. But let's see here. Ooh, it smells
strong.
Like blood and
here,
pennies.
Do you want some of my orange juice as a chaser?
No.
I'm nervous for
it.
You.
Well, all right, I'm beating my chest.
Accepted.
All right, here we go. To carb day, new friends. Here
Woo!
We go.
Oh, God.
Notice how we're not taking one.
Wow, Joe, you didn't even do that. Ugh.
Well,
for it.
It's strong. No, I taste it.
It's not strong. It's going to start tasting like battery acid here in a few minutes.
Oh, gross.
Is it battery acid?
No, it is not.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we took all the battery acid out.
Not completely.
They could have just poisoned it.
What is it?
Whew. It's a liqueur. Yeah, see that?
That's tasty. Who would drink that?
Nobody.
He was sent out on a quest to create the worst spirit in the world, and he knocked it out of the park.
Wow, I appreciate that. You know what? This is the liquor equivalent of getting iced.
It says 35% alcohol.
This is, yeah, it's
70
it's
proof.
It's not strong. It's just awful. It just tastes like blood and
it
baby
doesn't
normal.
Matter what Alex. The proof is. You can't get drunk because it's physically impossible to drink that much.
Yeah.
Dude, so you guys, are you going to go into the race? What are your whole weekend activities?
Oh, yeah. We'll go to carb. I'm actually a legitimate Indianapolis 500 fan, not just a drunk like most people here.
That's good.
I actually watched the other races this year.
Yeah, so we like actually go to IndyCar races, not just a blackout at them. It's pretty crazy. But we'll go into carb day today and then. Tomorrow, 100% blackout tomorrow. And then race day, I don't drink at all tomorrow. So
that sounds like goals to me.
Now, Alex would probably wonder this, but she won't ask it. Because you're kind of like, what do you call yourself, a glamper?
Good looking?
Yes, I am a glamper.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about me.
No, the beard is handsome.
Yeah, no, it's not. I look homeless.
If
you look homeless, then Joe for sure looks homeless. Because Joe's beard is even longer than yours.
I look like a homeless man's
now,
father.
Joe looks like Rip Van Winkle.
What do you guys do as far as like showering and cleaning up, or is it just
why?
As a funk?
We have a camper. There's running water. I just showered. I smell great right now. If anyone would like to smell me, I promise.
So was last night.
On the other hand, smells like a dumpster fire.
Oh,
so.
Man.
I wore these clothes yesterday.
And he who he's pointing to is the guy in the Canadian tuxedo, which is fabulous, by the way.
Yeah.
That's denim on denim.
We call him Trump's bodyguard because clearly he's protecting him. So.
So was last night your all's first night spending the night then?
They said Wednesday.
Ever?
Oh, Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, we got in Wednesday.
Okay, gotcha. So you've been here for a little while. So what's for breakfast?
Well, I'm pretty sure that there's probably eggs and sausage burning at my camper right now since I walked away. So.
Oh, well then go.
No, it's fine. We got more.
Give them
We're
a
good.
Police escort, please.
All right, I'm in. Police escort, count me in.
Well, I'm going to get a picture with you guys and put it up on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show so people can see this ginormous Trump cutout, which is pretty fabulous.
DJT, he is larger than life. I don't know if you know that or not.
Bigly. Really? He's Bigly.
Dude, thank you guys so much for stopping on by here, and we'll definitely go over there and have some of the breakfast if that's cool.
Yeah, sounds good. I appreciate it, guys.
All right, cool. It's the Joe and Alex Show. We're broadcasting live today from the Coke Lot here with Radio Now 100.9.